Hi, everybody. This is Andrea Dembecki, and this is Angel Life Makeover. You can reach me at angelfairyhealing.com. We're having lots of fun this week doing the fairy email class available on angelfairyhealing.com in the online store section under online classes. This is a 7-day email class helping us to bring the magic of the fairies into our lives. And today's podcast is about the summer fairies, and we are going to be receiving a blessing from the summer fairies. The summer fairies will be blessing our summer, which is really needed, I think, when a season changes, when we have to make plans and, you know, kind of shift gears. I really felt the fairies coming through to release fears about the summer and to really bless our summers, bless our trips, bless us with happiness, and also help us to kind of get into the vibe of summer, to slow down, to let go, to receive rest, relaxation, and nourishment. Let's connect with the summer fairies now. I also feel the mermaids coming through and lots of other magical elemental beings. For me, summer is all about exploring the natural world, hiking, looking at beautiful flowers, swimming in the ocean, or river or lake, and just really enjoying the outdoors, the sunshine. I also love all the different flowers that bloom here in the Pacific Northwest throughout the summer. We have lots and lots of amazing flowers. We have hollyhocks and lupines and jasmine and passion flower, just endless beautiful flowers. So as we connect with the summer fairies, we are also bringing in the beautiful appreciation for nature in the summer, that all the plants are blooming, the forests are green, and that we can really enjoy the outdoors, being barefoot on the earth, hiking long distances, enjoying the earth and the beautiful fairy realm all around us. We're also blessing everybody's summer with happiness and ease. May all our trips be blessed. May we receive beautiful gifts of happiness this summer. Take a moment now to receive the blessings from the fairies for your summer and release any fears you may have about your summer. May your summer be fairy blessed. The fairies have many messages about the summer, and the first one is to let go and be present. The things will take care of themselves. Sometimes we think we're holding up the world, and if we stop working or stop worrying or stop planning for one moment, that our life is gonna fall apart, but it's just not true. So the summer is all about letting go, unplugging, being free, shut that cell phone off, you know, run in the fields of wildflowers, dance on the beach, and just go be present with yourself, with your family, with your pets, and just enjoy your life. Enjoy the outdoors, enjoy all of the elements of nature, the earth, the plants, the sky, the water. And so summer is about being outward, being present, having fun, having more energy. Summer is also about being fit and exercising more, being more active, eating fresh fruits and vegetables, and really enjoying our body and our relationship to the world around us. We do see that more people are running outside in the summer, more people are exercising, our bodies just have more energy, days are longer, we may wake up early with the sun. And so summer is a really high energy time, so you might want to, you know, change your routine accordingly. I know I do a lot more exercise in the summer, and I get out hiking a lot more, so the fairies are blessing us with that. We're also helping us let go of the previous seasons and really get in tune with the ebb and flow of the seasons. Each season has a vibe, and the fairies really teach us how to appreciate the vibe of the season. That may be the foods that we eat, the activities that we do, the ways that we feel. I know throughout the years there are times where I'm really, really active, or I'm really social, and there's other times where I'm really, really introspective and hermit-like. There are also times where I'm doing lots of things, painting, writing books, working a lot, and other times where I just want to veg out and do nothing. So just be in tune with yourself and what you would like to do. I also feel summer is about connecting with people. Maybe you're visiting family members or old friends. You're going on that trip you've always wanted to. So really embrace the joy of travel this summer and appreciating visiting all of those people that you love that you don't normally get to see. And I really wanted to do this podcast to just kind of clear the energy of summer, bless everybody's summer. And I really remembered that last year I did a summer fairy blessing, and I really felt like it helped my summer, like it kind of set the tone for joy in my summer. So I wanted to do that once again for everybody, myself included. So let's take a moment out to close our eyes and just kind of connect with the fairies and scan the energy of our summer and bless our summer. Feel millions of fairies blessing our summer. May we bless the earth. May we be in service to the earth and the fairy realm this summer, when we also receive the beautiful blessings of a happy summer, a nourishing summer, magical vacations, infinite abundance, and feeling connected with those around us, feeling fulfilled by life and happy in our life, letting go of that which we no longer need, and just becoming present to the joys of the present moment. Be present with the joy now and throughout your entire summer, blessing your summer millions of times with lots and lots of fairies. The fairies are also going to help you to pick an amazing summer wardrobe, to plan your vacations, and also manifest all the beautiful things that you would like to create this summer. Maybe you're building a garden or doing something fun like that. Whatever your summer wishes are, make that summer fairy wish list. The fairies are blessing you with abundance to make all of your dreams come true this summer. And just kind of really, really receive the beautiful energy of summer. Summer is a gift to you. So receive those fairy blessings, and I'm blessing your summer with fairy magic, fairy peace, fairy nourishment, and happiness. The fairies also remind you to appreciate the details of nature this summer. I know when I go and visit the East Coast, I see a lot of different butterflies and dragonflies and flowers, and I really appreciate all of the trees and the beaches and all of the amazing wildflowers and beautiful things that I also see planted in the city. So just keep your eyes open to all of the fairy magic that is around you. Bless all the plants that you see. And notice also what animals cross your path, whether that's a bunny or a deer or a cat. What are they saying to you? Because each animal is a blessing. Recently, lots of birds have been following me around and doing silly things. And I know they are connected to the fairies and they're trying to get my attention. The animals are always reminding us to slow down, chill out, enjoy the present moment, and share our love with all. Thank you for listening. This is Andrea Dumbecki from angelfairyhealing.com. Please visit my website. I have a large variety of classes on angels, fairies, and self-healing. I also offer private sessions. I offer intuitive readings and energy healing. I would love to connect with you. Also, if you've been listening to my podcast, I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your feedback. You can rate my podcast or leave a comment on iTunes. You can also email me at andrea@angelfairyhealing.com. Thanks for listening, and have an amazing fairy blessed summer.